What happens if you're, when you're gone?
Well, there's people who have a propensity for those kind of political arenas, and game management is a political arena. You have to have a... I never wanted to be involved in game management at all. I had a propensity to do it, but I didn't feel I wanted to do that at all. That's why I didn't want to live in an urban area.
Yeah.
But it was forced upon me. You know, there was 13 various agencies that were involved with school districts and game management, all kinds of agencies. And I had to address some of these things, and nobody was doing it. Everybody's like, well, they should do something about it. Well, they're not going to do anything about it unless you get involved. That's the beauty of the American system. Unless you get, things will happen if you get involved and make them happen. But it takes quite a bit of effort to change, you know, there's this momentum that gets moving with certain kinds of things, and to change direction for the better, you have to be involved. There's only one person here that has that kind of... There's a young guy, he's 28 years old, he lives here. He moved here about 5 years ago. His mom and dad mined here since he was a baby in the summer, and he's lived here year-round for 5 years. This has become his home, this is his sense of place, and he was very instrumental. And we had, for 4 years in a row, there was a legislation proposed in the Senate to open this area to all-terrain vehicle use.
Mm-hmm.
And so the residents, all of the residents, again, of Wiseman were opposed to what all-terrain vehicle use. This country would be shot out in 2 years. There'd be these tundra terrains, which it's open country here. There's not a lot of brush. It's not like down in the Tanana Valley where it's thick brush and stuff. This is open terrain. You can drive a four-wheeler anywhere here. But it smashes the loft and the sphagnum moss down. The permafrost melts on it, makes linear tracks. More vehicles come. They chew it into mud. Pretty soon they got big mud holes. You want to see what all-terrain vehicles do? Go down the Alaska Range, the poor Alaska Range, where all-terrain vehicles have decimated the Denali Highway and the Copper River Country. They chew that place to smithereens. Where they have wolf control projects and stuff, that's where they over-harvest.